So I want to discuss with you today Melechus Ksiva a little bit. Maybe we can continue this next week and just get a head start now. Now I want to begin with the Rambam. Okay, so Shemi, we're just beginning now. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin. And the Rambam says the following. Roshem Toledes Kosevhu. Ketzad ha-roshem rishomim v'tzuros b'kosel v'sheshar v'chiyotzu b'zeh k'der sh'atzayon roshmim ha-reze chayav mishum kosev. So we have now a relationship between roshem and kosev, and the question is, how far does this go? In the past we've discussed the relationship between an av and a tolda, and specifically we focused on, if you remember, Meleches Mefarik as a told of Dash, and to what extent is Mefarik limited by the limitations of Dash. And the reason I mention this to you is because I'm wondering about the relationship between the Av and the Tolda here in this case. Oh, Shimmy, I'm so sorry I moved it. I didn't know where I was coming from. When I come in on Sunday, you see, there's so much stuff floating around. Monty helps me here organize it. So I saw that. I assume I apologize. All right. So Meleches Kosev requires a shir shtei osios, and that's the Rambam earlier in Perek Yud Aleph, Halochetes, HaKosev shtei osios chayev. And the Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Mem has a chakira here about Meleches Roshem. And he wants to know whether Roshem also, like Kosev, requires a shear of Shtei Rishamim, of Shtei Tzuros. And he quotes Yushalmi, and according to Yushalmi, he's chayev even for Tzura Achas. And I'd like to analyze what's going on here. Why should it be that, according to the Yushalmi at least, the Tolda here, in this case Roshem, is different than the Av, whereas the Av requires a shear of Shtei Osios. With regard to the Tolda of Roshem, one Surah is enough. Anybody have any thoughts about that? I mean, it does seem to indicate that there's a distance, a gap between the Av and the Tolda. And we've seen that before. For example, Mefarik applies, according to the Rambam, even in a Behemoth. Whereas Dash, which is the Av, is only Begdulei Karka. So there is, as Rabbi Aram points out, often a distance between the Av and the Tolda. But the difference between the Av and the Tolda must reflect on the essence of the Av as opposed to the essence of the Tolda. And if the Shir is Shtayim, if you need no less than two, L'chorah that should apply to Roshem, insofar as each Rishima is parallel to an Os, and therefore you should require two Rishimos. So why is that one Surah, according to the Yushalmi, that's the Bir Halacha, is sufficient to be Chayav from Meleches Roshem as a Tolda of Kosev? So for this, I want to raise a general question about Shiurim and Kol Torah Kula. Whenever there's a Shiur in Kol Torah Kula, is that just a, let's call it a legal requirement, it's a Gzeres HaKosev? It means that if you've done only half, you haven't done a chshivus, you haven't done enough. You know, the pu'ula, the maisa requires to be done more and more in order until you can achieve a chiyuv. That's one way of understanding shiurim. But sometimes the shiur is what I call, again, it's my language, I don't know if it means anything to you, a means to an end. It's not just that I'm telling you how many times you have to do this avera until you're chayev. You know, you have to do it this, and you have to do that, you have to do it once, you have to do it twice. What I'm saying is something totally different, that until you've done the shir, you really haven't done anything. That the shir defines the essence of the pu'ula, the essence of the avera.
It's not a halacha.
What do you say?
It doesn't have a shame halacha.
Correct. In Shabbos terms, it doesn't have a shame halacha. I'll give you another, just to stretch our arms out to call it tarkula for a split second. Let's take, for example, the shir of Inui on Yom HaKippur, which is Koseves Hagasa. It's not the classical shear of Kezias, it's not the classical shear of Revius in Oakland of Ashkin. And the Gemara says that the reason for that shear in Yom Kippur is because of Yisuve Daite. That the flip side, in other words, the Aver, which I undermine in Nisem, is when I achieve Yishuv Hadas. And until I've eaten a certain amount, it's not Yishuv Hadas. One other quick mashal amad davar dama v'yachalta v'savata v'irachta and berkas amazon. The Torah requires two things: achila, which would be sufficient in kezayis, but then the Torah says v'savata, and therefore we have tanoim, and that's how we paskin, who hold that until you eat a kebetza, you're not chayiv midoraisa and berkas amazon. Birkas Hamazon, the Rabbanon, is engendered by an Achilles Kizayis of Yachalta. But until you have the Savata, which requires a full shear of, which is more than a Kizayis, the Kibetza, you're not Chayiv in Birkas Hamazon, the Raisa, but the Rabbanon. So what I'm just trying to point out, and we can go on and on with this, that very often a shear is not just, you know, repeat the Avera over and over again because the Torah requires that, but rather, until you've accomplished the shear, you really haven't done anything at all. This could possibly apply to Meleches Bishul, it might apply to Meleches Havaris, Dalet Amos, Bishul Sarabim. The Miri says that Dalet Amos is two different shears. I mean, there are many different ways of taking this, and it would be tremendous nafkaminus about Chatzi Shear. But before we get into that, I just want to, you know, come back to where we started, because I really apologize, I went off a little bit on a tangent here. And talk to you about the shear of two osios in ksiva. I mean, one way of understanding the shear of two osios in ksiva is that your avera is not so chamur, it's not such a maisa chashuv until you do one os and then another os. But each os is a maisa ksiva unto itself. The shear for being chayiv for maisa ksiva is two osios. You need two maisa ksiva in order to be chayiv. But the other way I think you can learn it is the shear of shtei osios in ksiva is not just the shear in the maisa ksiva. At what point have you executed that act of ksiva to the extent in which it's so kosher that you chayiv? But it really defines the essence of the malach. What's the difference between one os and another os? I don't know if you got a chance to look at any of the Maran Makomos, but
make a whole
correct, a teva. Because the minimum teva in Lashon Kodesh is shtei osios. So you need to have two osios that at least have the potential to create a teva. I'm not saying that you have to write a full teva. We're going to soon see the Mishnah of Shem Yishimon. But what you do need is at least to have the shear that could make up a teva. And if it doesn't make up a teva, then it doesn't have a Shem Ksiva to it. It's not a Meleches Ksiva, as Monty said before. So what we need here really is not just one and then another one, but we need one plus one, if you follow. It's not just an action that you repeat, the Kfeilus HaMaisa, until it's Chashim enough that you're Chayiv, but it's rather a Tziruf, a connection between the first Os and the second Os. And the Shem Meleches Kosev is really identify with Ksivas Teva. And since there's no Teva in Lashon Kodesh, I mean, there are other languages where you can write a word with one letter, but in the case of Lashon Kodesh, the minimum word has two letters in it. And we're going to see a whole list of those words in just a minute. I'm sorry. I apologize for just 1 minute. I have a problem getting my car back for my daughter today. And okay, so actually, it was not my daughter. I mean, it was my daughter, but the wrong daughter. Not the wrong daughter, but the daughter that's not going to help me get to glide today. Okay, fun. So I want to look at the Rambam now. You'll see this as number 3 on your page. I don't know, it came out a little bit light. Can you see it? This is Halacha Yud. The Rambam says the following: Hakosev os kfula pamayim. He writes the same letter twice. V'hu shem echad. What does that mean? V'hu shem echad. It forms a word. Kimo, dad, tas, gag, rar, sheish, sas, chach, chayv. The Rambam says that if you repeat the same letter twice, then you're chayiv because it creates a word. And if you take a look at the Rav HaMagid here, he says, "Bamishna u'basug yasham b'gemara kuf gimel amid beis." And the Gemara, and then the Magid Mishnah goes on to say, "V'nira midiv rabbeinu she'eno chayiv ela kishehen shem echad." Ratzalom she'yeshlam kavana. Notice it has a meaning. You can't just repeat the same letter. It's got to form a word. Could go on Elu Gag Dad Shekosav. Aval Aleph Aleph De Azreka. He repeats the Aleph twice. which is the beginning of a word Azreka in Tanakh, but it doesn't have a meaning unto itself. It doesn't form a word. V'chayotze behen she'enon mila eno chayev v'chein nirim min ha'gemara. Now again, the sugya daf kuf gimel and beis, which is complex, has three different shittas in the Tanoi, but all three shittas agree that basically the shear of shtei osios is in order to create a teva. And that's what the Rambam is reflecting here, that everybody agrees that the shear of beis osios is because the ikar shem malach of ksiva is ksiva's teva, and therefore the shear is shtei osios. Now I think if we take this yesod in mind, a number of different sugyas in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Ksiva, begin to make sense. So if you take a look at your page, we'll look at number 4 on your page, and this is a Gemara here on Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Beis. And the Gemara says the following: Al shtei kosle zavios, val shnei levache pinchas, if you write on two ends of two different walls or two different corners of one notepad, v'heim negim ze uze chayef, if you could read them one together with the other. So you see that there's a requirement of negim ze uze, and why is that an absolute requirement? So if you take a look at number 5 on your page, the Gemara says over there that if you write achas ba'aretz, you write one letter on the ground, the achas, and one higher up on the korah, or kosav al shtei kosle abayis, on two opposite walls of the house, they're not near each other, the ein negim zem ze potur. So why are you potur in this case? You wrote two osios. Now, if I assume that you're not chayav for the mice of writing one os, you have to repeat that mice, then what difference does it make if it's on two sides of the house, one is here and one is there, up and down, and you can't read it one next to the other? It must be that we need a tziruf, a connection, to conjoin these two osios, and that gives them the potential to form a table. If they're not negim zem zeh, that's not writing kiderech sivas teva. So, you know, we spoke about Bishul at great length, what's considered Derech Bishul? Or we spoke about Borea, what's considered Derech Borea? And Seder, and every single Malach has its Kedarko. So what's the Kedarko of Ksiva? Is to write an Os. I'm sorry, to write a table. That's what I meant to say. To write a table. And therefore, this makes sense if fundamentally, why do I need two Osios in Ksiva? Because the Malach's Ksiva requires the writing of a table. Oh, now let's skip over to the Toldah. What's the Toldah of Kosev? Roshen. In Roshen, we're making tsuros, we're making symbols and pictures. We're not making letters, they don't form words. So the whole meaning, the whole shear of shtayim here is meaningless with regard to Malechus Roshen. And therefore, in the case of Roshen, since there's no nafkamina whether you write one simon and another simon and two simon, or one os and, or excuse me, one tsura and two tsuras, is therefore makes absolute sense that you should be chayev, as the Yerushalmi says, for writing one Rishima, for writing one tsura. And if this be the case, Rabbosai, let's read the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, of course, the second Mishnah on the page, HaKosev, it says, Bein Mishem Echad, Bein Mishtei Shemos. He's chayev whether he writes shem echad or shtei shemos. Okay. So what's the difference between shem echad and shtei shemos? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that shem echad, shtei an alfin. He writes the aleph twice. Shtei shemos, two different letters. He writes an aleph and a beis. See, according to Rashi then, I would be chayav from Malechus Kosev, even if I wrote two Alephs. So now we have to really get very abstract. The two Alephs could never form a word. And you're repeating the same letter. So apparently Rashi holds that the shear of Ksivas, of Ksivas Beis Osios, is Aloch in the Maisa Ksiva, and the Torah requires that you write one Os, and then end the Maisa, and then you write another Os. And then the twain shall meet. Go ahead.
Sorry. Isn't that what happened? I'm saying in the Mishkan, isn't it? Wasn't that Ksiva just to connect the two?
So if you take a look right in the Mishnah, So the Mishnah quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishkan what they were doing is Roshem. Right? Eino chayev al shtei osios el mishum Roshem. That when you write two letters, you're chayev for Roshem. But the Resh of the Mishnah reflects the Shita that Kosev is a separate Av, whereas Rabbi Yossi combines the two. In fact, the Rambam seems to assume that according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't paskei Rabbi Yossi, the Av is Roshem and Kosev is a told of Roshem. And therefore you have to take out another one of the 39 malachas. But whatever it is, why is Roshem an Av malacha? Because the two osios on the two krashem mishkan were not letters to form words. They were only symbols to allow me to connect between one keresh and another, so that the tzuras hamaras hakrashim would always remain the same. But the funny thing about Rashi is, had Rashi made this comment of shtei alfin within the context of Roshem, of Rabbi Yossi who's in the Sefer Nicha, I would have nothing to add here. But Rashi makes this comment within the context of the Chachamim of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama, shtei osios is Melechas Ksiva. Tanakhama hasn't breathed a word about Melechas Roshem over here. So therefore I must conclude that according to Rashi, the two letters that you're writing and Yochai Bishum Ksiva have to potentially form a word, but two letters, Aleph and Aleph, can never form a word. So again, there are different ways of going in this Rashi, and maybe you could say that Rashi has a different definition of the Shir of Shtei Osios, or maybe you could say that Rashi holds that since there is a word that ends with Ezreka, it starts with the two Alephs, so we already see the two Alephs as the beginning of a word, and we still maintain the Shita that we need a word. Again, that's the Dochak. But I want to share with you a different pshat now in our Mishnah of Shem Echad and Shtei Shemos. This is the pshat of Merkabas HaMishnah. The Merkabas HaMishnah lived about 3.5 centuries ago. He was a Sfaradi and one of the great commentaries on the Rambam. And he writes that Shem Echad means Teva. Shem Echad means he writes a word out of two letters. And Shtei Shemos means that he writes two words out of two letters. How can he write two words out of two letters? He says Rashi Tevos. Right, so let's say you write Reish Tam as Rabbeinu Tam. So that's like writing two words. And even though those two letters could never form a word, but they're considered on the contrary like two words, because they're Rashi Tevos. But you see very clearly that the Magid Mishnah is grappling with the following problem. If the Shir of Shtei Osios is in order to create a Teva, how then do we explain Aleph Aleph of Rashi? So therefore he says that Shem Echad doesn't mean repeating the same name. The word Shem means Teva, and rewrite the Mishnah, you know, plug in the word Teva. HaKosev Teva Achas O Shtei Tevos B'Shtei Osios, meaning Rashi Tevos Chayev. But clearly the Merkabas Mishnah is on our, shall we call it, on our side, on our page, that the definition of Meleches Ksiva is Teva. And that's the Yesodas of Meleches Ksiva, is to write a Teva. If you look weiter in the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. Shem Mishmuel, excuse me, Shem Mishimon, Shem Mishmuel, and then Noach Minachar Don Midaniel Gad Migadil. So the Mishnah also is telling you that the Chefetz of the Iser is writing a Teva. And therefore the Mishnah says that even though you didn't write the whole name Shimon, but you wrote a Shin and a Mem, and that's a shame. You didn't write the whole word Nachar, but you got the Noach, which is a name, and a word in itself. And the same thing is Daniel, because Dan mi Daniel and Gad mi Gadil. So the Mishnah is really formulating this principle that you're chayav for writing a teva, and that's the essence of the Isur of Ksiva. Roshem, on the other hand, is creating a tsura. And with regard to a tsura, one tsura is meaningful, it sends a message, it symbolizes the whole picture, and you don't need two tsuras. And this, I think, would explain the Gemara on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Let's take a look on the Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, and this is number 6 on your page. Just one second. that the Gemara says, why are you potur in the case of Shnei Kosle Abayis? The Gemara says, Hasam Mechusar Maisa Kreva. Meaning, you wrote one letter on one Kosle Abayis, you want another letter on the other Kosle Abayis, you have to do a Maisa Kreva in order to bring them together. So your act was incomplete. We can call it a tikkun. Your tikkun was incomplete. So Rashi says, Eino mekarvan ela al yidei ktsitza hamafsik beinei. In order to achieve the full malach of ktsiva, you're going to have to do a ktsitza, and you're going to have to cut out one of the osios, and then combine it with the other os. So if you take a look at Tosas Dibra Maskel Hasam, Mechusar Maisa, which is at the bottom of Kuftalim and Beis, he says, I have a kash. Why? Because the perikol menachos bos matzah. The Gemara in Masechta Menachos is analyzing the malach of bishul. Baniach basar al gabi b'cholit. He puts in one place meat on the fire, and then he puts in another fire in a different place meat. V'nitzlebo, and he fries them kigrogeres, and the total amount, if you add the two chatzi grogros, is a grogeres. Is ikamanda machayev? According to one man, the Yomar in the Gemara Menachos, you're chayev for such a thing. So the question is, how can you be chayev for such a thing? It's chasa maisa kreva. Just like in ksiva, if you wrote one os on one side of the house and one on the other, it's chasa maisa kreva nefiyapotur. Fektosis, the same thing should apply in the case of malachas bishul, and you should be potur because you're chasa maisa kreva. So let's try to understand Tosas' answer. Tosas says, V'ika, he says the following, Lo Dami, Ma'ad Machayev, the one who says that Yechayev and Bishul, holds Lo Dami L'Ksaf. It's not like the case of Ksival Shtei Kosle Habayis. Why? There, in the case of Bishul, Ein Mazik Shom Chisaron Kreva Kamokan. After Tosas quotes Dine Nezikin over here, well, who's learning Nezikin? We're learning Hilchos Shabbos. I'm just joking with you. But what Tosfos means is no great deficiency in the fact that you're lacking kreva. Meaning, the Torah says that you're chayef and bishul. You took a half a grogeres and you cooked it. You did something meaningful, you should be chayef. The Torah says that you have to repeat it, another chatzi grogeres. So you do one half a grogeres and another half a grogeres. There's no din of tziruf. The malach is not creating one indivisible chefta. The malach is doing a maisid bishul that reaches the shear of Kigro Geretz. What difference does it make if it's Mechusa Kreva? Masha'ek, in the case of Ksiva, it's not the Yechai for one Maisa Ksiva of one Os, and the Yechai for one Maisa Ksiva of another Os, but rather Yechai for creating the two Osios with the Tziruf. The Tziruf itself makes it into one entity, which lends itself to be called a Teva. That's the Tikkun of Malefes Ksiva. Is Memela, with regard to Bishul, Tulsa says, all you need is a chatzi gogeres and another chatzi gogeres. Any tziruf is only in the maisa gavra, meaning that he intended, and behelim achas, he did both chatzi grogos, and that creates a shir gogeres. But there's no tziruf in the etzem chefta of the malach of bishul. But in the case of ksiva, in order to create a chefta of ksiva, you need beza osios. So the din of shtei osios is not just a shir. It's such salch of shir as we see in Kol Tarku, like Ogeres in Malefes Bishul, but rather defines the very Chal Shem of Malefes Kosim. Now I want you to look at number 9 on Yomar HaMakomos page. And there we're going to see a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Gimel on the base. So if you're counting up from the bottom of the Amud of Kuf Gimel and Beis, it's 12 lines up from the bottom. And the Gemara is analyzing that part of the Mishnah that we saw, Shame Katan Mishem God. Now notice, if he wrote Shame Mishmuel, and Shame is a Teva, then the Mem that he wrote is a Mem Sosim, what we call in our language a Mem Sofit, right? Whereas in the word Shimon, the Mem would have to be a pasuach, a mem psucha. So how could it be that the mem sasum of shame could substitute for the mem of shima? That's the Gemara's kasha. Mi dami mem de shame. which is Sasum, Mem de Shimon is Pasuach. On Rav Chizda is also Meres. From this we could derive Sasum v'aso Pasuach Kosher. If you were meant to write a letter, let's say a mem, and it was meant to be Sasum, and you wrote a Pasuach, they're interchangeable. And we're talking about the laws now of Ksiva Stam. So it's fascinating to me that the Gemara is the underlying premise of this sugya is an analogy, an equation between Meleches Kosev and Shabbos and Ksiva in Sefer Torah. In fact, the Gemara Meisve, the Gemara is going to ask a question from Mezuzah. In Mezuzah, the Brisa says, Uksavtem Shetehe Ksiva Tama. The extra tough mem in Ksavtem is darshaning the very famous principle in Hilchas Ksiva Stam of Ksiva Tama, which means there has to be a certain perfection in the Ksiva. And now the Brisa continues and tells you all the dinim, or at least some of the dinim, that are derived from this halacha of Uksavtem et Shetet Ksiva Tama. Shlo Yichtov Alfin Einin. You cannot substitute one letter for the other. An Aleph and an Ayin. Rashi says, although they sound very similar, but nevertheless, they're two different letters. Ain and Alfin. You can't replace an Ayin with an Aleph. These are not interchangeable. Now let's fast forward a little bit, and you'll see that the Gemara says, Menin Stumin. You see that? Skip down about three lines. This is the end of the Brisa. Menin Stumin, Psuchim, Psuchim Stumin. In other words, it seems that you cannot create a Sosum and replace it with a Pasuach in the case of a Mem, or vice versa. But you just told me that in Hilchas Shabbos you're going to be Chayav for Shem Mishimon, even though the Sosum is replacing a Pasuach. That's the Gemara's Kash. And the Gemara finally answers, this is four lines up from the end of the Amud, who the Omar, Rav Chizda himself holds, ki haitan, like a different price. Yeah. That has to be plugged in order to work, right? That's the conclusion we can. The battery is there. Okay, I'll plug it in. Right? It doesn't have to be plugged in now. It just has to be plugged in when I use it. Okay, just go. Thank you so much. All right. So in any event, the Gemara, this whole sugya, which is proving that since our Mishnah says Yochayev for Shem Mishimon, it must be that therefore in Sefer Torah a Mem Stuma could replace a Mem Psucha, and then the Gemara asks to steal from a Braisa. I mean, it's a very difficult sugya. The entire premise of this sugya, the equation, is very strange, because with regard to Ksiva Sefer Torah Mezuzah, we have a separate halacha of Ksiva Tama, and to replace a mem psucho with a mem stuma is not a ksiva tama. So how did Rav Chizda understand that from our Mishnah we can derive conclusions about stam, that Sefer Torah Mezuzah, that a sasu vaso pasuach and vice versa is kosher? Maybe we should say to Rav Chizda, you know what? Le'inyan, with regard to Sefer Torah Mezuzah, sasu vaso pasuach is possible, because there's a din of ksiva tama. And that's a separate halacha in Mezuzah Ksavtem. It's not halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. So in order to analyze this, and I think it's the next Maromokam on your page, if you take a look at number 10 on your page, we're going to open up the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin, where is it? Halachaches. Okay. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halachaches the following: Bizoyer biosios hagdolos ubiosios haktanos. We have to be very careful, and these are all the halachas of ksivas mezuzah derived from ksavtem shetei ksiva tamo, and the Rambam applies them to say the Torah Tefillin as well. Not to mix up Osios Gdolos with Osios Ketanos. Ram goes on, Osios Hanakudos, Diosio Shetsurasa Mishunos. He gives all sorts of examples of letters that have to be written perfectly. And then Rambam gives you a general halacha, Vizar Vitagim Ubiminyonam. Yesh Osir Yesh Let Tag. You can have one letter that's supposed to have one tag. You can have another letter that's supposed to have seven tagim on it. V'chol ha-tagim kitzuro zayinim dakim kichut ha-siyara. And the Rambam here has an entire set of halachas in which the letters have to be written carefully. And these are halachas in Ksiva Stam that are derived from Tama, from Ksiva Tama. You've heard of Shatnez Gats and all the tagim. All of this is formulated by the Rambam here in Halacha Ches. So how then does the Gemara derive conclusions from Leches Ksiva and Shabbos to the Halacha of Ksiva Tama in Sefer Torah? So perhaps we have to have a Tzvei Dinim over here. Because take a look at the next Halacha in the Rambam, this Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, Kol Advarim Ha'eru Lo Nemru El Lemitzvah Min HaMuvchar V'yem Shina B'tikun Zeh Oshlo Digdeg. The Rambam says that all the dinim that we learned here in Halacha Ches are the mitzvah min hamufcha. In other words, Ksiva Tam, the Rambam is saying, and the Halacha is derived thereof, are not li'kuva, but they rather define the mitzvah min hamufcha. V'im shina, and if he made a mistake and he changed it, Oshlo Digdeg B'tagin V'kasav Ha'osios Kulos Kitikunam. If he missed out on the tagim, but the letters themselves were written properly, is the Rambam says, Hareza Sefer Kosher. So what the Rambam is saying here is something very, very important, and to me it's an eye-opener. I mean, I've heard it before, but I never really saw it inside. That these halachas of Ksiva, the special halachas of Ksiva Sefer Torah, which are derived from Ksiva Tama, are not essential. They don't define the Ksiva. They don't define the Osios. It's only Mitzvah and Amuvcha. And what's Ma'akib in the Sefer Torah? Is those dinim that reflect the goof Tzuras Ha'os. If the Tzuras Ha'os itself is undermined, you know, he writes a Tzuras Ha'os that looks like this and it's not that, then it's Ma'akib Lichum. And that's what our Gemara of Rav Chisda wants to be dyke from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah in Leches Kosev defines Ksivas Ha'osios as far as Kol HaTorah Kulah is concerned. In other words, what constitutes a Guf Tzuras Ha'os? And that halacha would be li'ikuva with regard to Osios in Sefer Torah Mezuzahs. Now, in Ksiva Stam, you have another additional din, which we call Ksiva Tama, but that din is not Ma'akiv. The only din that's Ma'akiv is the Tzuras Ha'os. So now let's take a look at the case of Sosum Vaso Pasua. What should be the din? If we look at our Mishnah, we see that Shem Mishmuel, or Shem Mishmuel is Chayav, it means that even though he was Machlif, a mem pasuach to replace a mem sasum, nevertheless he is chayov. It means that the mem pasuach also has the tzuras ha'os of a mem, and vice versa. The sasum has the tzuras ha'os of a mem to replace a pasuach.
What would be the definition of a tzuras
ha'os? So ksiv v'tam are dinim like shatnez gatz or different osios that are miskalfos, that you have to write carefully. For example, tagim. Tagim would be a wonderful example, right? So certain letters require one tag, other letters require seven tagim. And the Rambam establishes that if you make that mistake, as long as the Tzuras Ha'os is still intact, then the Sefer is kosher. So that's the Gemara's kashya meisvei. Why does Gemara shlug up Rav Chisda? Because the Braisa says, Uksavtem shetehei ksiva tama. So Bishleim, I understand the beginning of the Braisa. It says Shlo Yitov Alfin Einin Alfin, that the Sefer does puzzle if you substitute an Aleph for an Ayin or vice versa, because you change the Tzuras Ha'os. But then the Braisa continues and says Stumin Psukin, Psukin Stumin is also a puzzle. So why should the Sefer Torah be puzzle? Apparently, the Halach of Sefer Torah Ksiva Tama is not to be equated with the Mishnah of Heleches Ksiva. So the Gemara is going to answer who the Amarki Haitan. So we'll see that in just a minute. But just to summarize the Gemara's cash, the Gemara is saying that Yurav Chizda derived a halacha in Suras Ha'os from Meleches Ksiva, and therefore Shem Yishim and Iskayev, even though there was a Khalif in here between a Stum and a Psucha, and you therefore conclude that's called in Suras Ha'os. And then what are you going to tell me that the halacha of Ksiva Tama, which requires that you write a stuma where a stuma is required and a psucha where a psucha is required, but that's only a din l'chatchila that enhances the mitzvah sefer Torah. Why does the Raisa say then that if you substitute a mem psucha for a stuma, the sefer Torah is possible? You see that it's not just exeris hakasim and mezuzah, but it's a din called tarakula to define melechus ksiv. Let's take a look for a moment, just to embellish this, at the Gemara in the last three lines. The Gemara says, "Hu di'amar ki hai tana," that Rav Chizda would be defended by a different tana. What tana is that? The Sanya of Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Nemar Basheni Viniskehem. Now, notice the word Viniskehem concludes with a mem stuma. B'shishi it says unisachecha, u'b'shvi kimishpatam, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira derives nisach hamayim from these three words. Why? Because you take a look at the Sofei Tevos, and what do you have? You have a mem, a yud, and a mem, which is mayim. But wait a second, the first mem is a mem stuma. It doesn't say even iskehem with a mem psucha, but with a mem stuma. Mikan remes l'nisach hamayim min haTorah u'mida pasuach v'asol sasum kosher. So you see that you needed a mem psucha for the first letter of the word mayim, and yet you wrote it with a sasum because it says b'sheni v'niskehem with a mem sasum is kosher, and if we can flip it around in the other direction. And sasum nami is sasum asol pasuch kosher. Even if you meant to write a sasum and you wrote it as a pasuch, it's kosher. And the Gemara thinks therefore that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, as opposed to the Braisa, if you substitute a mem psucha for a stuma, vice versa, the same term is kosher. And therefore Rav Chizda can insist on his analogy, his equation between ksiva in Shabbos and ksiva in Sefer Torah Mezuzah. Is halacha ksiva tama. That's not ma'akev. That's only mitzvah min amuchar, as the Rambam codifies it. And that applies to tagim and things like that. But the only thing about this Gemara that I find very odd is that at the end of the day, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira is looking for a remez min haTorah to nisach hamayim on Sukkos. I don't get it. From a remez in the Torah, we're going to derive a proof about what constitutes ksiva? We need to write a table. And you wrote it with letters, and you messed up the letters. Okay, so maybe as far as a remez is concerned, that's sufficient. But to tell you that that sets up halachas in ksiva and in osios, l'chora doesn't make any difference. For example, there's halacha in Sefer Torah of Ksav Ashur, correct? With many, many conditions. And which conditions are likuva and which are not. And ksiva tama. And all these dinim. So you're going to tell me that from a remez we're going to derive conclusions about what constitutes ksiva in Ksav Ashuri? When you look at the word viniskehem, you see that the mem at the end of the word is not written as a mem psucha. But that's good enough for a remez. But I think according to what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense. Because if pasuach asol sasu would be possible, what we're saying is that it's not a ksiva in kol tarkua. The underlying premise of Rav Chizda is that we're going to use Hilchos Shabbos as the prism through which we define ksiva in kol tarkua. And if in ksiva kol tarkua, a mem stuma cannot substitute for a mem sucha, then why would you be chai for shem mishima? You didn't write Shem Mishimha. You wrote it with a mem psucha instead of a mem stuma? The answer is that Rav Chizda maintains that ksiva in Shabbos will define Ksivin Kol Tarkula. It defines the Tzuras Os. And therefore, as far as Sefer Torah is concerned, you can substitute one mem for the other. And the Gemara says that we see even in the Remez of Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Because if the Remez would substitute one letter for another, in other words, if we would see a tsucha as a stuma and two different letters in ksiva, then there's no remez over here. The very fact there's a remez means, at the very least, that in terms of the basic tsuras osios, a mem tsucha and a mem stuma are interchangeable. Let's go back for a moment to the beginning of this brisa. The brisa says, Shelo yichtov alfin einin alf. What's the chiddush here of this brisa? L'chora pshita maika mashma. He literally wrote the wrong letter. So Rashi says, alfin einin, yesh kosin kainin, like as if to say, you know, you can make such a mistake, and why? Mibnei shedomim b'kriyasam. That they're very similar in ekseva, in ekriya, excuse me. So in other words, according to Rashi's pshat, the chiddush of this brisa is that we would think that ksiva is defined by kriya. It's enough to have a ksiva of kriya. If it reads properly, even if it's the wrong letter, you substitute an ayin for an aleph, that's enough in Hilchas ksiva. Even though, according to Hilchas ksiva, he did not write the correct letter, Kamash Malan, the Brisa wants to tell me a chiddush, that even though there's a similarity in kriya, that's not enough to engender a ksiva. Okay, that's Rashi's pshat, and we're not here to argue with Rashi, but it's a little bit strange, you know, that we have this halavina that kriya could define ksiva. But it seems Lufi Ani Yastaiti that the Rambam has a whole different pshat in this brisa. The Rambam is here in Perek Aleph Mehilchus Tefillah B'Zug Sefer Torah in Halacha Yintes. The Rambam says the following. Ein kosvin tefillin mezuzas ella b'ksav ashuri. And then the Rambam says, v'chol os she'ein atinok. This is the famous halacha of she'elas tinok, right? V'chol os, says the Rambam, she'ein atinok she'ein olo chacham v'lo seichal v'sachal yachol l'krosa. The Rambam says, psul. If a tinok, who's not so advanced and so mature in his reading skills, nor is he advanced in his intelligence, because then he reads it the way he thinks it should be read, and he can't make out the letter, then the Sefer Torah is possible. Lefikha, therefore says the Rambam, Tzarech lizar b'tzuras ha'osios, shelo tidame hayud levav. By the way, I see this all the time. I shouldn't publicize this, but we have a problem because it's very, very difficult sometimes to see the machine unit of v'lo chaf lebeis, very subtle difference between a chaf and a beis. And then he says v'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh, and so too anything similar ad sheyarutz hakorei b'hem. In other words, the Rambam is saying that the subject of our brisa is a case where he wrote a ksiva ksheira. He wrote the right osios. He wrote an aleph where an aleph was needed. He wrote an ayin where an ayin is needed. But the problem is that even though he wrote an aleph, the aleph is very similar to the ayin. Correct? Because the aleph also connects two pieces, and then the aleph, as opposed to the ayin, has two legs, where the ayin goes down with one leg. And if he didn't make that careful distinction, but rather wrote an aleph that could be similar to an ayin, is then the salkadaitach is, we might have thought that in such a case, the ksiva is a ksiva ksheira, because at the end of the day, you could tell that he wrote an aleph. But the Rambam says, possible, why? Achi yaru tzakori b'hem. That there's a separate halacha in ksiva tama that requires that a person should be able to read without hesitation. Sheyoretz for him. It's absolutely clear. The difference between these two letters is so clear that one does not have to take a deep breath and hesitate or take a second look and figure out which letter it is. So this is not a separate halacha in Sefer Torah, but rather it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, that a Ksiva Tama sets up the standard for Ksiva in Kol HaTorah Kula. So once again, just to summarize what we've been saying, the Rambam, based on the Gemara of Rav Chisda himself equates the halacha of HaMishnah of Shem Yishvul in Hilchos Melechos Ksiva with the Braisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The underlying assumption is that this Braisa, which passels Ksiva Tama when it's lacking, is talking about those kinds of mistakes that change the Tzuras Osios. We're not talking about embellishing the Sefer Torah, as the Rambam says, with Tagin and other beautifications, Mitzvah and Amuvcha. That's something different. We're talking about Ksiva Tama and Gufa Osios. Therefore, we can use Shabbos and Melechas Ksiva as a standard for Ksiva B'Kol HaTorah Kula to define what are the Tzuras HaOsios and why you chayev if you wrote Shem Mishimon, and that's going to impact on the laws of Sefer Torah. And the opening law of Sefer Torah is that there should be two distinct letters that even if you could figure them out logically, and if you would think that it's similar enough that one letter can substitute for the other, the answer is no. If it's not Kedesh Yoretz HaKori Bohen, then the Sefer Torah is
also the other way.
Yeah. Meaning that as well.
That on Shabbos, if you didn't write it clear, she's going to be butler.
Correct. It could be that if we derive this equation from this equation to its logical conclusion, then maybe if it's really unclear the difference between two osios. Again, we're saying in Mishnah Shem Yishvul is kai because a mem psucha can substitute for a mem stuma can substitute for a mem psucha, and therefore Shem Yishvul can be read as Shem. Correct? I'm sorry, the other way around. A mem stuma can substitute for a mem stuma. That's what I meant to say. So therefore you can read it as Shem, even though you read it with a mem psucha. But let's say you would have two letters that are written in such a way, or even one of the two letters, that we can't read it. We really don't know. And if you'd ask a Sheilas Tino to say, if it would be possible, then based on this sugya of Rav Chisda should be Mekil and say, Yepata Milchus. Why? Because there's an absolute equation here between the basic two socios that are required to make up a ksiva, a Sefer Torah that's kosher, and the basic two socios for which you chayav in Shabbos. There's no halacha to embellish the Sefer Torah, that's a din miyuchad in Shabbos, B'taras Ksiva Tama, that's Mitzvah and Amuvcha, but not Likuvah. But those basic dinim as to what constitutes an os are equal, Bein B'Shabbos and Ksiva, Bein B'Sefer Torah. Okay, then we're going to stop here, and I would love to continue with Melech Ksiva if you're interested. Again, I don't know if this Simon is on your list, but I don't think it's one of the Simon of you, is it? Shin Mem, we're
doing it.
Is it?
No.
I don't know, I don't have the list in front of me. I have it somewhere, but
that's
it. Right, if you all like the Tanakama,
yeah.
Why is that an op? It should be, as Rav Yossi says, it should be a told at best.
Yeah.
So I think what you have to say is the following, that that here in Melechas HaMishkan, it's not that they chose just a tzura. They chose an os, and that os is a means to write ksiva. Because even though they could have used the tzura, they could have used the rishima, but the fact that they used osios, that itself is going to establish the status of ksiva. What would be if you did kosev and roshim the helimach? That's very interesting. If you consider them as two different olos, which seems to be Rav Yosef's shita, then if you did a belmach, you'd be chayav shtei chatos.
But then again, that means that there are 40 katos. Remember, our yisod a few weeks ago was that minyan of the maslisa, the minyan of 39, is the maximum number of katos you can do on one in one helen if you do all the malachas. But now the maximum is jacked up to 40. Quite dubious. Anyway, that's a fascinating part. So maybe we'll get to it next time. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah.